Well, hello again, everyone. This is Phil Giuliotti here with another short podcast, and really going to be short, and it's also going to appear in my websites, which are www.oneinmessiah.website. That's oneinmessiah.website, and www.giftofgraceministries.org. giftofgraceministries.org. There's a section there, a tab, which is called Word for Today. And I think I've only put one or two there, but it doesn't matter. I'm doing these short things kind of as we go along, and then the longer teachings from some of the other places I speak at will also be on those sites, and especially on the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is, if you go to YouTube and search for One in Messiah, Gift of Grace Ministries, One in Messiah, Gift of Grace Ministries, you'll find quite a few videos there from various places. But we've been talking a little bit about understanding Scripture, and in particular, studying Scripture. Jesus tells his disciples that they're to go out and make disciples of all nations. Disciples. He doesn't tell them to go and make fans, to go and mention his name once in a while when they might feel like it, but no pressure. And if there's any opposition, just, you know, don't say anything because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. He tells them to make disciples. That's a word that, frankly, you don't hear much anymore. Disciple, of course, has the same root as discipline. And we all know what discipline means. And so being a disciple is a discipline. It's a way of life. It's a way of spending your time. It is your pattern of thinking. It is a time to spend time reflecting, to spend time talking with the Lord, and just as importantly, giving him an opportunity to speak to you. Because when we pray, we really should not be doing all of the talking, because if we just talk the whole time, he can't get a word in edgewise, so to speak. But what prompted me to do this little off-the-cuff series is the fact that scriptural knowledge is so poor in our day. And yes, even in the churches. I haven't been a believer all that long compared to probably most of you and compared to most people that I see in various churches. I speak in a lot of churches and interact with a lot of different denominations and a lot of different people. And it strikes me that the scripture's not the foundation of what they're doing. In fact, they don't know enough scripture to really make that a foundation. And when it comes to the Old Testament, that's 10 times worse. Because even though Jesus himself said that all the scriptures testify of me, he didn't just say the gospels and the letters and so forth that are coming next. You guys don't know about it yet, but coming next. He's talking about all the scriptures. He's talking about from Genesis 1:1 till the last verse of the book of Revelation. He says it all talks about him. Because it is all about him. In John 5, he says, in that same chapter, where he says it's all about him, he says, if you believe Moses, you would believe me, because Moses wrote about me. And when you study Torah, and I hope you have, if not, you should. And I have another YouTube channel, since I've been advertising, another YouTube channel called The Torah Class. There are 33 video lessons on Torah, basically meant for Christians who don't really know Torah and don't really want to spend a lot of time in it because they're intimidated. But it's basically the highlights, and it's also basically how everything points to Jesus as Messiah. And if you don't know Torah, if you don't understand the fundamentals of the Old Testament, you don't get a full foundation for how Messiah was prophesied, how he was going to come, what he was going to do, how he was going to do it, and why he came, and why he had to do it in the way that he did. And you really can't get all of that if you start studying in Matthew 1:1. So it is important to study all of the Old Testament, all of the Tanakh. Prophets and the writings, you know, that's two out of the three words that make up Tanakh. Those are much better taught, much better understood than Torah, the first five books. But the first five books really show what Messiah is going to do and how sin is dealt with by blood. Sin is dealt with by blood. So that is the foundation. And the scripture itself, as Jesus points out in John 5, is the foundation. He gives importance to the Old Testament, not just there, but also when he says, don't think I've come to abolish the law. I've come to fulfill it. He fulfills the law. He fulfills the Old Testament rituals. He fulfills the Old Testament sacrifices. And as I've been saying, he fulfills everything in Torah, everything in the prophets, everything in the writings. And if you're not familiar with that, the Old Testament, from a Jewish perspective, is called the Tanakh. Tanakh. And it's Torah, it's prophets, and it's the writings. So he fulfills all of that. And so it is a foundation, and that's where our roots are. In Romans chapter 11, when Paul is talking about how we Gentiles are the wild olive branch that's grafted into the domestic olive tree, he says we're nourished by those roots. Well, what roots is he talking about? He's talking about Judaism. He's talking about the Old Testament. He's talking about the revelation of God to the Israelites. He's talking about the law that he gave to the Israelites. And we're nourished by that. That's the foundation of our faith. We came to faith in the Jewish Messiah. So we should learn how he came to be the Jewish Messiah and why he came to be the Jewish Messiah. But of course we know his blood was shed for all. The sacrifice was once for all, as the writer to the Hebrews says. And so it's really important to stand on this foundation, which is the scripture. It's a solid foundation to stand on. I'll be letting you know at some point in the future about a project that I've been working on, and it's not a Bible school, but it's one of these course platforms where I'm going to start gradually putting Bible studies on. There are both video and audio and text. And I decided to call it Roots and Foundations because we are in desperate need of roots and foundations. The world, certainly, but even the church. So I'll give you more information about that. So I want you to consider some of these things and consider how you can better understand Scripture, how you can better meditate on it, how you can pray about it, and how you can learn all the power, experience, I should say, all the power that's in there in a way that really makes your faith in Jesus a solid, permanent discipleship and not a 57-minute exercise on Sunday morning. So thanks for listening, and we'll be back with you again soon.